controversy over food parcels, Trump on YouTube, and a Canadian lockdown loophole. This is your TLDR News Daily Briefing for Wednesday, the 13th of January. In the first story of the briefing today, we discuss outrage over the UK government's food parcel programme. The UK has a system whereby children who come from low-earning economic backgrounds are eligible for free school meals, which is useful when schools are open, but not so much when they're closed, which they currently are due to the coronavirus. So ministers have opted to introduce a food parcel system, whereby families receive food to their door as a substitute for the meals their children would have received in schools. There was a discussion a few months ago about giving parents vouchers to allow them to choose their own food, but that decision was turned down by the government. The controversy this week comes from the actual contents of these parcels. One woman took to social media to complain about a parcel that was meant to last for 10 school days, as such having a supposed value of £30. In the package was a loaf of bread, 2 carrots, 3 apples, 2 potatoes, a tomato, 3 small yogurts, a small bag of penne pasta, 2 saurine bars, 2 bananas, and a tin of baked beans. Based on this, it was suggested that the total value was around £5.22, which begs the question, where has the other £24.78 gone? The company behind it, Chartwells, claims that the package was only supposed to last a week and cost them £10.50 for food packaging and distribution. They did accept, though, that more needed to be done. This was only one example of inadequacies when it comes to the food parcel systems, with many high-profile figures voicing their disgust at the system. This included leader of the opposition Sir Keir Starmer and footballer Marcus Rashford. Starmer pushed harder than just tweets, though, with the issue also emerging in PMQs today.
We've all seen images on social media of disgraceful food parcels for children. That's not what the government promised. It's nowhere near enough. So can I ask the Prime Minister, would he be happy with his kids living on that?
Well, Mr. Speaker, I don't think anybody in this house is happy with the disgraceful images that we've seen of the food parcels. They are appalling. They're an insult to the families that have received them. Under this government, we will do everything we can to ensure that no child goes hungry as a result of the privations caused by this pandemic.
But it shouldn't have taken social media to shame the Prime Minister into action. Like the Education Secretary, he blames others. And he invites me to hold him to account. So let me do that. Because blaming others, Prime Minister, it's not as simple as that, is it? Because I've checked the government guidance on free school meals, the current guidance published by the Department of Education. I've got it here. It sets out example parcel for one child for 5 days. Department of Education, Prime Minister, you want to be held to account. 1 loaf of bread, 2 baked potatoes, block of cheese, baked beans, 3 individual yogurts. Sound familiar? That's the images, Prime Minister, you just called disgraceful. The only difference I can see in this list and what the Prime Minister has described as disgraceful is a tin of sweet corn, a packet of ham and a bottle of milk. So he blames others, but this is on his watch.
Following the uproar, the government has today told the distributor to reimburse the parents, and the Education Secretary has confirmed that as of next week, schools will be able to offer vouchers instead. So hopefully then, this shocking situation is set to end, and children can begin getting the food they need and deserve. For our second story today, we're going to the US to yet again discuss the presence of the president on social media. Well, more specifically, the lack of presence. This is because yet again, the president has been banned by a social media company, this time YouTube. YouTube has claimed that videos posted to his channel have broken their laws, specifically because they can be defined as incitement to violence. Simultaneously, some civil rights groups were threatening to withdraw adverts from the site if Trump's account remained active. It seems then that YouTube took action, but this ban at the moment is only set to last for 7 days, but could be extended. YouTube has therefore joined other social media companies who have snubbed the president in the days following the Capitol siege, although seemingly a much less permanent ban. So maybe Trump could follow Farage and make a major shift to YouTube. Either way, if you want to know more about how social media treats Trump and other conservatives, then be sure to check out our video, which discusses whether they really are biased against the right wing. The link to that can be found in the description. In our last story today, we go to Canada, a country we don't talk about enough, to discuss a rule breaker who thought they'd gotten around the lockdown rules. Canada has actually gone further than the UK and some other countries with their lockdown rules, as they've implemented a curfew. This comes into effect at 8 p.m. and is lifted again at 5 a.m. Anyone found outside between these hours needs a good excuse, such as walking a dog. In an attempt to circumvent these rules, one woman attached a leash to her husband and walked him around the block, claiming she was taking her pet for a walk, and therefore was complying with the rules. We're not lawyers here at TLDR News, but even we can see that this maybe isn't the most robust legal argument, and we can see a number of issues from it right from the bat. As it turns out, the Canadian police also saw the flaws in this argument, and subsequently fined the couple $1,546, roughly 893 British pounds, or $1,212. Considering that walk cost them the equivalent of a 4K TV, a second-hand car, or many, many items from the TLDR merch store, we've got to ask whether it was really worth it. The answer is probably not, but they probably was trying to make a point anyway. Regardless, for those who think the news is too long,